It's time to wake up to the cool side of the pillow. Podcast, that is. While not an actual pillow, it serves as a metaphor for the playgrounds of our collective subconscious. Cool Side of the Pillow is a show about dreams, not goals or aspirations, you sillies. Rather, a show that delves into dreams of listeners, just like you. So keep listening, dreamers. Our resident experts, and I use that term loosely, Josh and Vince, will do their best to navigate listener-submitted dreams while providing insights and, dare I say it, a dash of fun. Please, just try to enjoy it.
On today's episode, Vince wastes his options with his gaining weight while he and Josh struggle to find sponsors. Plus, we hear from one listener about their religious experience with the Beatles, and another dreamer goes swimming with Courtney Cox, David Arquette, and that fish from that one Pixar movie. All that and more today on Cool Side of the Pillow. Hey, bud. How's the tum-tum doing?
Ooh. It's seen better days. Well, back on the horse, as they say. This ice cream ain't gonna eat itself.
Can I try some?
Try some? You mean you've never had ice cream before? What a sad boy.
No, I have. May I have some?
Who am I? Vince Clortho? I'd say, yes, have some. But I have to consume at least 3 gallons of ice cream daily to keep on track for this hot fudge yoga diet.
Yeah, it's definitely not healthy to eat ice cream every day, let alone that much. I'm worried about you, my boy.
Well, worry about getting me a clean spoon. And don't tarry, boy. Chop chop.
Dude, you've been making frequent potty trips. Your gut sounds like a mini 4th of July celebration where everybody wants to cancel last minute. And you've gained a substantial amount of weight. Like 30 pounds.
Well, yeah, it's all part of the program. You eat up, build up, eat up, build up, then eat, and then you build. You got to build, and ooh.
Oh, yeah. Let's not forget the sugar crashes. It's like you're a narcolept. I know this is a dream show, but we both need to be awake.
Huh, maybe you're right. Maybe I could chill out on the ice cream. Get it? Because ice cream is cold, aka chilly?
Yeah.
Do you get it, though?
Let's add mood swings to the ice cream consumption.
Fair enough. Maybe I'll check out this Meepos diet program. I keep getting their emails. It says here it's easy to start. You can still enjoy some of your favorite foods. And the exercises look fun.
I think that's a much better option there, buddy. After we listen to this next stream, how's about we check out with sponsors from our sponsors? You know what I'm saying?
But do you get it, though? Go!
We're on a sinking ship here, and sponsors will keep us afloat.
Well, then, come on and set sail on this sponsorship. I like the ring of that, me matey. Come on and set sail.
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 On our sponsorship.
On our sponsorship.
On my sponsorship.
On my sponsorship.
It's a sponsorship.
It's a...
Avast, ye mateys! Land ho!
Dream, please. Vince, we got another dream to do. This one's from a friend of the pod, Liz Pardo.
Ah, Lizard, pardon my interruption. Pretty sure that's it.
Yeah, I think that's not it.
Well, they shortened it.
That's what I said.
When they came over to America.
All right.
Hi, this is Liz from Boston, and here is my dream. So I was with my family, and my mom wanted us to go to church on a Sunday morning. So we go to church, but it's outdoors, and there's a whole service. The pastor gives the sermon, etc. And then at the end, the Beatles came out. So the Beatles came out on stage. It was like a round stage, and there weren't pews. There were like these curved benches, and unbeknownst to just about everyone, the lyrics of a couple Beatles songs were carved into the bench, and wherever you were sitting on the bench, you were responsible for singing those words.
And you got splinters.
It was just one or two words, so it was like a really awful rendition of a Beatles song. I can't remember which songs we sang, but also no one was making a big deal about the Beatles being there. They just pretended like it was just any other church band. They weren't singing like gospel songs. They were singing distinctly Beatles songs. And if no one was sitting on the portion of a bench, you had to sing the words to the right of you. So it went like left to right.
No, it didn't.
So it was really weird. I love the Beatles, so that's like not unusual, but I haven't been to church in probably 15 years.
Sinner.
So I don't know why we were going and why it was outside and why the Beatles were there. So have at it.
Well, that's why we're here. We know exactly why. We booked them, and the fact that you didn't pay is a testament to how good of bookers we are.
No pun intended with testament. Testify.
No, I didn't. It wasn't a pun. You're right.
So one thing comes to mind immediately when it's like nonchalant, the Beatles are there. I think the fact that everyone knows sells that the Beatles are there and it's all nonchalant, maybe go kind of coincides with the thing like back in the day with press for the Beatles, where it was like, oh, we're bigger than Jesus, we're bigger than religion or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
So maybe subconsciously, like that was just in your head, like because you had mentioned as well that you're a sinner. Just kidding. I also haven't been to church in a long time.
Stop sinning, Liz.
Please stop it, for crying out loud. Sinning Lizzie, that's what we always used to call her. I don't know. I don't know her, but anyway, I'm sure she's very
She
nice.
has a new nickname now, though.
She has a new lick nickname. A new lick name. Nope. New nickname. Anyway, because lizards lick. Anyways, the whole bigger than Jesus thing. And you mentioned that you haven't really been to church in a while. I think maybe just in your subconscious, it's just your subconscious's way of being like, yep, you like Beatles more than going to church, I guess. I don't know. I mean,
Yeah, I wonder. I also like you did go to church. You haven't been in years. Kind of struggling with that, maybe. Maybe a little bit. Your parents still go? Are they wagging fingers at you, Liz? Are they saying go to church? Go to church?
turn off those Beatles records and go to church already, Missy.
Yeah, it's the struggle, right? It's that weird struggle as a kid when you're kind of questioning. Oh, most kids do. I know I did. You struggled that cross between
No pun intended.
religion and then all the other stuff. All that other stuff
Yeah, the
that starts coming
secular.
in that's non-religion. Yeah, secular, non-secular.
Religious versus secular for secular music and whatever. Beatles are great, I guess. I mean, I from what I've heard, people really like them. No, I'm sorry. That sounds terrible. I do enjoy some of the Beatles stuff. I'm not like a big fan. It's always one of those groups that
You
I'm
don't
like,
celebrate their whole catalog?
no, I don't dislike them. It's just one of those groups that I'm like, oh, they're cool. And then I sort of like forget about because there's like so much other stuff that like I'll be listening to, whatever. And I like, and it's not one of my main genres that I listen to anyway, but I do like enjoy the occasion. I mean, the occasional Beatles or Beatles adjacent tune or
You
whatever.
did love that Danger Mouse and Jay-Z mashup, the Gray album.
No, Jay-Z's garbage. And that's real. I don't care. I don't care. Oh God, we're gonna get killed, aren't we?
Yep, we're done.
The Illuminati's gonna come after us. That's fine. I just think it could just be a thing where your subconscious is just reaffirming the fact that, like, hey, maybe going to church isn't so much for you. And sometimes, like, just listening to some of your favorite music can be a very religious experience, can be something that can kind of transcend you or put you in a somewhat of a, I don't want to say religious mood, but like a heightened mood, a spiritual mood. So, maybe that's just, maybe the Beatles are your sort of compass for like letting your soul sing. I don't know.
Oh, that's very touching, Vince. I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think it was weird that the carvings
on the bench were the Beatles lyrics, and then they had to actually sing those parts. I thought that was interesting. Like, I don't understand that. What's your take on that?
That's pretty intense, and that's almost,
Yeah.
when you think of like church benches, you think of benches that have been there for forever, right? Like those benches have been there for so long. And the fact that like you have like etched into them Beatles lyrics and everyone has to read from that almost is like almost in a way saying like Beatles is a new religion.
Yeah.
If you're super young, you know what I mean? Like the Beatles has been around for so long now that like very well it could be a religion or it could,
Yeah.
it's definitely cult worthy.
Yeah.
So maybe that's what it is like your subconscious also warning you like listen, idolatry, don't get too crazy. Like you can like the Beatles, but don't get to an extent where you're like, you know, everyone's like one of us, recite the words on bench. Like that's when you're too much of a fan, when you're a f fanatic.
You don't like the Beatles? Death to the sinner.
Yeah, it's a fine line between being a fan and a fanatic slash in a cult. And I think your subconscious is like, hey, it's okay that like, you know, maybe you don't necessarily go to church. Because you do have your spirituality and that feeling sometimes through like the music you like, through the Beatles. But also, don't go liking them too much. It might get creepy.
Yeah, don't get too obsessive. I don't know, maybe listen to something other than Beatles. That's probably the answer. Okay? Hey Jude, calm down.
Don't make it bad. Don't make it bad.
Oh, Liz. Sorry. Her name's Liz.
Take a bad pot and make it better.
Okay, just pulling up a few of these replies that we got from potential sponsors.
I pledge allegiance to the nation of Pump and the Meepo's Diet Program. Ah, and if I should die before I wake, I pray I look swole, yet my casket shan't break. Whoop, one, two, three.
Vince, I love that you're getting into shape. But we do have to analyze all of the data points from sponsors.
Data?
Yeah, points.
Points.
About data.
Ah,
Data.
points.
Yeah.
Ah,
Data. Points. Ah.
it's all become so clear to me now.
Let's see. We have a response from Wash and Go.
It's the people wash place next to the car wash place.
Yeah, the communal shower house over on Fifth Avenue.
Is that just past fourth, before you get to sixth?
I think so.
Well, I think that's neat.
Just in case you don't have a shower or bath at your house or place of residence, and especially if you just plain love showering in public, this place, for a nominal fee, will sick the industrial strength hoses on you and will provide a towel, a loofah, and first aid if the hoses are too intense.
Sign me up.
They rejected us.
Dang it. I got Nikki for nothing. Or did I?
Yeah, you did. Please throw your workout clothes back on.
I can't. They're too big now.
All right. Making some strides in your workout plan. Nice job, Bubba.
You mean hubba hubba. More hubs for the bubs.
Speaking of hubs, there's a whole network of sponsors and potential for growth. Look at this one.
Oh, okay. This is while you wear dry cleaning. No need to take it off. We'll steam you up while you wear it.
Oh, yeah. I used that service once. I had this new suit on and I fell in so much mud. I was out of town and did not have time to, change my clothes. So they were a lifesaver.
Aren't they the ones who the jingle mud, crud, or tear it? Stand there and just wear it. Mud, crud, or tear it, or tear it, or tear it. Stand there. Just wear it, my.
They're the ones, all right, and they rejected us. Woof.
Well, at least we're consistent. Back to the drawing board.
Perfect segue, Vince. This one is for a bug spray that calls itself a bother spray because bugs are such a bother.
Well, that's neat.
Yeah, except they also rejected us.
Ah, creamsicles.
Don't get upset, bud.
No, I'm craving creamsicles, but I'm gonna resist those cravings.
Yeah, the results are showing. Stick with the Meepos diet.
It's a program, you know, and it's my new lifestyle. So get on board or get out of my kitchen because ice cream is not allowed.
You know what is allowed? The next dream. Our next dream is from Mike Knox.
Oh, that freaking hunk with his fancy website you showed me earlier?
You mean MikeKnox.com? Vince, that's his website where everything you need to know about that Mike Knox-related stuff is.
Ah, okay. Yeah, he's the certified life coach, actor, comedian.
Yeah, he's even an author. He's written a few books.
What a coincidence, because I've almost read a few books.
Yeah, so check him out at MikeKnox.com. Everything you need to know is there. And here is his dream.
I'm Mike Knox. I'm from Valencia, California. And my dream was about 16 years ago, we were going to see a new doctor because my daughter was having neurological problems. We didn't know it at the time, but she had epilepsy. She had a pretty bad seizure where she had flatlined and been resuscitated. So we were my wife and I were very nervous. I wasn't sleeping very well, but I had fallen asleep the day before and I had a dream where I was swimming off the back of a yacht.
Rock.
And I hate the ocean, by the way. But Courtney Cox and David Arquette, who were married at the time, I was not fans of them, but they were in the water with me, and we were having this great time in I think it was the Mediterranean Ocean. And Nemo the fish jumped out at us, and we all laughed.
Whoa.
So it was a very surreal, bizarre dream with no significance whatsoever. Until the next day when we went to the new doctor at UCLA Hospital and we walked down the hallway in the lobby, there was a saltwater aquarium that was, I think, 50 gallons or so, and it had a clownfish Nemo type fish in the aquarium. And then there was a plaque that said donated by Courtney Cox and David Arquette. So I was holding my daughter's hand and I turned to my wife and I said, I think everything's going to be okay. And I told her about the dream and that kind of put everybody at ease because – you know, we were had such a chaotic life at that time and for many years afterwards. But that one dream, even though it was very bizarre, it was comforting. Hope that makes sense. Hope you can make sense of the dream. And let me know what you think. Thanks.
You know, Vince, this is one of those times where like rubber meets the road of some sort. And it's crazy how the dreams can really creep in and really do, as much as we tease and have fun on this show, it is like such a, that really was, I don't know. It's such a thing that somehow something did come in just to be like, it's going to be okay, buddy. Like we've got you. I don't know what that means by we, but you know what I mean? Like it's really a touching story. And I'm really liked hearing
it. It is. Yeah. Beautiful story. And it's nice how things in life can sometimes appear to us in dreams or thoughts we have, and then all of a sudden they show up and, you know, just kind of let us know like it's going to be okay. We all need like those little totems or things that are going to, you know, kind of guide us and help us. And it's wild because it's like almost like he has had a precognitive ability, like able to like see the future, like little bits of it, you know. And
it's all a time traveler, Vince.
Yeah, it's wild because it's like you know, sometimes I'll have dreams where it's like, oh, that thing I dreamt is now happening. Or I'll be talking about something obscure and then all of a sudden there's a poster for Elf. How about that? Like, that's a thing you don't see at all ever, but I was just talking about Elf. But this is much deeper than a silly puppet. with a hand up his rear. I mean, we're talking about, his daughter, going through, epilepsy bouts, and that's got to just be so taxing. You know, he said he was sleepless, and I mean, I couldn't even, imagine, what he must have been going through. And, who knows, maybe, I don't know if he had any prior knowledge of the UCLA hospital or the aquarium where it had like a Nemo and how it was, whatever it was donated by the Arquettes. Like, had he been looking at a website? Had he been there before? Or was it truly just this information that came to him somehow? Like, is he slightly is he a precog? That would be cool.
Yeah, it is such a weird thing to think about, just that idea. Like, yeah, maybe somewhere along the lines he heard a newscast or read a thing, real passing, meant nothing to him. Like, oh, they donated this. Who knows? Maybe it came into your subconscious somewhere and then it connected. And
it's stored.
Yeah. And you knew I don't know. It's still such a wild thing. No matter, if nothing else, it's so amazing how the brain works that if it did, even if you did get that and it meant nothing or somehow you collected it and then it knew to unleash that knowledge to you in a dream that then would help you later because you're going to that hospital, it connected those two and the subconscious was saying, hey, it's going to be all right. I'm telling you, it's okay.
Yeah.
It's going to be okay. Whatever okay means to you at that time, but it's just like, a parent or somebody that helps you saying it's going to be all right. This is my way of saying no matter what, it's going to be okay. And it's so, so crazy.
Yeah. Like thinking that trauma can activate maybe these abilities that we don't normally have or that are stifled or whatever, like there might be times where we just store all this information and we don't even remember we have it.
Yeah.
But then we got it for a reason and down the line, boom, here it is. And maybe it's something that'll comfort you or maybe eerily enough, we're all sort of connected to some deeper collective thing. Like, they talk about how like a lot of times babies like will notice like faces and things and facial recognition and somehow instinctively how do like babies all of a sudden know to like kind of wiggle around and dance when they hear music and all these things. How do like when we close our eyes, even when we're at a young age, we can like imagine, okay, here is a man and a woman and a house. And like right away, we all sort of have a very similar idea or thought process of, oh, the house kind of looks like this. It has like a roof that's like a triangle and there's always a fence and there's a dog and a man and woman and a couple kids. And like, it's weird how that's all in our collective subconscious somehow from like when we're a baby onward, we all have that. Like, what else do we all have? Like, do we all actually have an ability to connect with each other like that through our subconscious or telepathically? Could it be that, like, somehow someone was speaking to him through his, like, when he was asleep? It's like, this is the only time I can access you. I'm going to speak to your subconscious. Please listen.
Yeah, that's wild.
I don't know. It's crazy to think of what the human mind is capable of and how sometimes trauma or, like, just these awful ordeals we go through might activate more perception, more awareness, or maybe it just somehow unlocks us to be able to have access to someone who can help us through the ethers.
Like the X-Men, some of them found their powers like during a really traumatic scenario, right?
Professor X would help them through it. He'd walk into their Swiss cheese mind and kind of help them, rebuild and figure things out. And through Cerebro, he could like locate people and be like, oh, you're in duress. You're a mutant. Let me help you.
But they didn't even activate, though, until like the roof was caving in and they realized that they're strong enough or they had psychic abilities. They could lift the roof up. But it
wasn't until they were pushed.
Yes.
And Michael Knox was pushed. He was definitely pushed.
Yeah. Some with your child. I mean, you can't get any pushed any further than that, right? As a parent.
Apparently. Sorry, a little levity because, he's a comedian and we think we're funny. I don't know if that's true, but we like to think so. Yeah, it's just incredible to think what the human mind and human body is capable of when faced with adversity. Like a lot of times you're like, I'm not smart enough for that. I'm not strong enough. I can't do this. I can't do that. When really, those are just limits we put on ourselves. Who knows our full potential? There are people out there who very well could be psychics, could be precogs,
right,
could maybe move things with their mind if only they tried harder. It's like that whole thing of, have we lost sight, no pun intended, of our third eye? Are we not aligned with our chakras, or do we not know what we're capable of? Have we been sort of dumbed down somehow? because like we only use like a small percentage of our actual mind.
Wasn't there a whole thing? Is it Nemo to have to do with dreams?
There's Adventures of Nemo is a movie. There's a movie I think like Mickey Rooney voiced the kid, and it's like the Adventures of Nemo.
There was Nemo Dreamland video game I remember as a child. Do you remember that one? Dream Master.
There was that. I remember that. And there was also
Adventures in Slumberland.
Little Nemo Adventures in Slumberland. I think that
Yes.
was the movie. And there was a adaptation in the US as well that like I think it was like Mickey Rooney that Mickey Rooney, there he is. Mickey Rooney.
Yep. So I just think also it's kind of funny that then he was able to, like, Knox was able to send in this dream and the Nemo thing. It's just a little nice little bow on the top of this thing, I think.
For sure. Mike, don't be a stranger. Always feel free to send us your dreams. Hopefully, we get some funny ones. Not that this one wasn't funny, but it was not. But it was okay. We can be serious sometimes.
Yeah, I think so. We'll try.
We'll try it. Just try to enjoy it.
Side of the pillow.
Vince, I don't know. Looks like there's no hope for getting a sponsor on board. It's hopeless. There's no hope. I'm hoping for hope to hopefully kick in, but I'm full of despair. No. Sadness? No. Hopelessness. Well, let's start cleaning out our desks.
In my bedroom?
Wait, you sleep here?
Well, I wouldn't say sleep. It's more of a living arrangement.
Where do you shower? Oh,
Wash
wash
and
and
go.
go.
Oh, my poor guy. You know what I like to do when I'm feeling hopeless? Well, I'll tell you. First, I need to take all of my clothes all off.
Please don't. You've been working out quite a bit. And that odor. Oh dear. It smells like bacon.
More like hot ham.
Glazed and glistening.
Ah, my eyes. I need
Now
sunglasses.
settle down there. Now turn on that music. I cannot create this masterpiece in silence. The large play button. There, right before your face.
Jeez, okay.
Ah, yes. Slide it. Hoop, hoop, hoop. Lift it. Hoop, hoop, hoop. Yes. Hoop, yes. Stretch it. Oh, yeah. Bend it, push it. Yes. Quantity over amount. Structure don't rupture. Hook.
Like this?
Focus. Aim. 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 Shoot only once. Now that's precision. Hoop.
I aim to please.
Hoop. Yes. Hoop. Yes. Stretch it. Lift it. Behold, brains with brawn. Hup. Lift it. Hup. Yes.
I think I'm getting it.
Well, then get this and slam that ham. Whether it's on balance, off balance, it doesn't matter. For I'm the cream of the crop, and I always rise to the top. I am the stone that held the Excalibur. Whop! Whop! Hup! Lift it. Hup! Yes! Whop! Power of 10 oxen with a cranium of Da Vinci. You're lucky to see this lightning above the clouds, Joshua. I am transcending mortal capabilities. Whop!
Well, fair enough. At least I'm getting in a good workout,
Hip and
you know,
up and
before we're
up and
canceled.
a and a
We'll see you next time, folks.
Hip.
Join us for our fall from grace as we take a trip down memory lane with a bunch of never-before-heard material that some might say is unusable. But for using it. Right, Vince? Thanks so much for tuning in to Cool Side of the Pillow Season 4, Episode 5. If you haven't already, be sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcast so you never miss a dream. Want more? Head over to CoolSideOfThePillow.com to grab some merch. And, more importantly, send us your dreams. That's right, we want to hear your dreams. You can email us at dreams@CoolSideOfThePillow.com, and Vince and I will read it on the show. Or, if you're feeling bold, send us a voice message, around 2 to 3 minutes or less, and we just might feature it and give it the full dream interpretation treatment. And don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Cool Side of the Pillow Pod Official for updates, wacky content, and other weird dream stuff. Until next time, sleep tight, dream deep, and stay cool.
The craziest dream last night.
Oh my God, me too. Who did you murder?
Nobody. It was a good dream. A great dream. Wish I could remember it. It seemed really important. Dang, what was it? Wait, I was grilling. Yeah, I was grilling burgers.
We've heard this one, Dad.
No, it wasn't the giant burgers.
Side of the pillow.